The WSB Carathon continues. All of the stars are broadcasting live from the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB. To donate, dial now at 1-888-750-2772.
Scott, we got a match hour underway right now.
We do,
Big
Mark.
Money in the match. How much?
We have $250,000 on the table from Kathleen Amos and the Amos family. Seventeen years ago, they founded the Aflac Cancer Center by writing a big check. Dan Amos paid a similar visit like I did to the Aflac Cancer Center and was so impressed with what was going on there. He said, this work has to continue. Let's go. Then we got to look at it. Now WSB listeners are buying into it. With $250,000 on the table, Clark, let's not leave that money on the table.
No way. And it's for people like Bailey. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
Bailey, you are just happy as a clam, and you got a tough weekend ahead of you. You just always this chipper and cheerful?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. That's who you are. So tell us some about yourself. Like, how old are you?
I'm 10.
10. So are you going into fifth grade this fall?
Pivotal year.
And you are a pivotal year, but you got something else you're dealing with, calling it a pivotal year. What's going on with you? Why are you here this weekend?
I have chemotherapy.
And what are you having chemo for, young lady?
I have osteosarcoma.
Which is a kind of bone cancer?
Which is a kind of bone cancer.
Okay.
Is that painful? Has it been painful?
It was.
It was? And how far along are you?
About halfway.
Halfway. Well, you're going to be really happy to go from halftime to the full thing done, huh?
Yep.
When do you finish?
In around September.
Oh, good. Okay.
October, maybe.
And how are you handling the chemo? Has it been hard for you, or are you handling it pretty well?
At first it was hard, but it got easier as we got used to the medicine and stuff.
And so you got a whole weekend of this?
Yes.
So you're checking in for the weekend, basically, here at the Aflac Cancer Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kind of people are these people around here? They're pretty cool?
Yeah.
They happy?
Yeah.
They do everything they can to make you feel good?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So it's not, I mean, I'd be scared to death, I'll be honest with you. But you don't seem to be very frightened.
Not really.
Why is that?
Because the nurses are really nice.
Okay.
Aww. Now the nurses are in the corner and they're all like, aww.
Oh, they are. They sure are. Now, you've had to have some surgery, haven't you?
Yes.
What did they have to do? This bone cancer was in your leg, wasn't it?
Yes.
What did they have to do?
Well, the cancer was in my knee, so mm-hmm. they had to take my knee. And
take
so
your knee
they
off.
Did a form of amputation.
Mm-hmm.
And they took my foot and turned it around. And made my heel my knee so that it'll be like a below-the-knee amputation.
I see. So you'll be able to move around better.
Yes.
Is that right, Dad?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick's with us. Go ahead.
Sure, I can explain it. She had a form of amputation called a rotationplasty, and so mm-hmm. her solid tumor was actually in her femur, right above her knee, and the cancer had invaded her knee, and so there were some pretty not-so-fun choices to make, but the choice that she decided that would allow her to get back to all the activities that she wanted to have. She's a pretty active kid and chose to have the opportunity to do that going forward. So she's right. What they did was she lost the middle part of her leg,
uh-huh.
which included her knee. And so to give her full function, her ankle was relocated back where her knee used to be, and they rotated her foot 180 degrees backwards so that joint could operate just like her former knee.
Well, I've got to ask her. Bailey, I need to ask one more question here. What kinds of things do you like to do? Your dad says you're very active. What do you love to do?
I like to play lots of sports,
uh-huh.
like basketball and tennis. And
you haven't shared with Scott Slade where it is you want to play that in college, but I can share that this is big SEC region here.
Oh, yeah.
You have your crutches fully colorized and decorated as
Auburn.
What is it about Auburn and Metro Atlanta?
So the deal is, today you might be unhappy that we got an Auburn Tiger fan right here, but today we're all fans of these kids and Bailey.
We are.
And I don't care if you're a UGA fan. I don't care what school it is you care about. I don't care if you're like me and went to a Yankee school and don't know from college football. Whatever it is, I want you to call 888-750-2772. That's 888-750-2772 or WSBRadio.com. And what you do is you go online, you put in however much money you can donate, you call. Donate whatever money you're comfortable doing so, because for the next 44 minutes, we can't let this precious opportunity pass. Every dollar that you donate is double. Now, doubling your dough, you know, that's my kind of thing, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm really into this. So this is one of those times you can have impact, big-time impact. So whether you can afford $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever, whatever it is, please take the time. Don't wait for the person in the next car to dial. Don't wait for the next person to click on the mouse to WSBRadio.com. You do it right now at 888-750-2772.
Yep, 28,000 outpatient visits here in the WSB radio outpatient facility here at the Aflac Cancer Center.
It's named after our listeners.
That's right. Our listeners own this. It's right there. It says, thanks to 95.5 FM and AM 750 News Talk WSB listeners, right over the nurses' stations. You guys see this every day, don't you? I mean, the nurses here nodding their heads. We got some pretty good listeners, don't we? They're nodding their heads again. This is radio.
It's radio. You know, nodding your head doesn't work. Actually, I can tell you that doesn't work that well on TV either. So he says, yeah, the people come in here, you say, yeah! Okay, much better.
That's right. They could have gone home by now, but they're around to watch this miracle called the Carathon happen. Make that phone ring at 888-750-2772. Let's use up this incredible gift, this match that's on the table. You can also donate online at WSBRadio.com. We might break a record. I hate to say it. Where do we need to go here? Is it time
I think we should talk to Captain Herb. We've got a lot of weather going on this afternoon, a lot of traffic tie-ups Friday afternoon. Captain Herb, this is the last Friday afternoon, I think, before the first school systems go back. It's either next Monday or the Monday after.
Rockdale goes back Monday, then many others the following week, Clark.
I will help you.
The Carathon continues here on News Talk WSB for the 12th year. And Bailey and her little friend, look at this, Clark. How are they?
Have fun.
This is it's like an American flag done with handprints of some of our little bald-headed warriors here. Don't cry.
I won't. Anisha and Miles?
Yeah, is that right? Miles B., this is fantastic. You hear that beep in the background? Bailey's infusion therapy is beginning here. This is life-saving work that goes on every day here at the Aflac Cancer Center. We're here just 2 days a year to tell these great stories. Make that phone ring, 888-750-2772. Make that donation as a thank you gift for having healthy children and healthy grandchildren. And take advantage of the $250,000 in matching money we have at the table right now. Is it time to go to the call center?
It's just about time. I just want to mention there's some severe storm activity on the South Metro area.
Fayette, Clayton, and Spalding County till 6 p.m.
Keep it tuned right here to News Talk WSB. We'll keep you up to date on the storm activity. But right now, Elise Glink, how are we doing in the call center?
Well, Clark and Scott, the phones have been ringing at 888-750-2772. We want you to pick up the phone and call. We still have a little bit of time left. We are now at 1,183,693. So we are making progress on our match, but we still have over $100,000 left to match, and we only have like 32 minutes left, Clark. We've got to get in there, so pick up the phone, folks. Join us, 888-750-2772, or go online at WSBRadio.com. We've got people here just waiting for your call. Make them pick up the phone. Make them do some work today, Clark.
That's a deal. So, Scott, we got to come up with some creative challenge after news.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Right,
we'll talk about that. A buzz cut?
We already talked about shaving my head. If somebody would donate $50,000, that $50,000 would instantly become $100,000.
Yes, it would.
So I'll reopen that. We'll be in overtime on that. You donate $50,000 in these next 31 minutes, you can even be the one that shaves me bald.
888-750-2772. 888-750-2772. Or online at WSBRadio.com. We're depending on it.
529.
It's the annual WSB Carathon. Donate now to the Aflac Cancer Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Phone 888-750-2772, 888-750-2772, or donate online at WSBRadio.com.
Your donation will save a life.
19 minutes left in our 12th annual Carathon to fight childhood cancer and blood disorders like hemophilia. $250,000 have been on the table. We have several tens of thousands in matching money left waiting on your donation, so ring that phone at 888-750-2772. Scott Slade here along with Clark Howard at the Aflac Cancer Center.
And Scott, we need to go to Elise Glink right now. I don't know what she's going to hatch right here. Hi, Elise.
Hey, Clark. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Elise.
Something really extraordinary is happening right now.
What?
And in all these years, in the 12 years, nothing like this has ever happened. In the last 12 minutes since I last spoke with you, our calls have been off the hook. There have been dozens and dozens of people calling the 888-750-2772 number, and I just had to break in and tell you, we have a new total, and it's so extraordinary, I just couldn't wait.
Okay.
We're now at 1,422,786.
Oh, wow.
It's been this incredible
show. Hey, Elise, I have to ask you, is 50,000 of that to get Clark to shave his head?
We'll find out in another 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Clark, you better go look in the mirror, baby.
No, you know, this...
You're going to look great at HLN.
I'm trying to figure out for Channel 2 and for HLN what in the world.
They'll understand.
No, they will not. No, they will not.
We'll get you a wig, Clark.
They will not understand at all.
Get you one of those baseball hats with the gray ponytail on the
back. Yeah, they ain't going to understand at all.
Dr. Bill Woods is the medical director at the Aflac Cancer Center. And, Bill, you're so inspiring. We've been so honored to work with you all these years. And once again, the goal here at the Aflac Cancer Center, bring our listeners up to speed. What do you guys come to work every day in your heart and in your mind doing?
Well, we love kids. We wish the kids did not get life-threatening illnesses. But if they do, we're going to work every minute of every hour of every day to do the very best we can to cure them of these life-threatening diseases.
Now, you guys bring all sorts of things to the table to do that. You've made some great strides in the past year. I'm fascinated with how you're dealing with brain tumors now, this new super-duper MRI.
Right.
Give us an idea what that thing does.
So Children's invested the resources to build an operating room that actually has an MRI, you know, which is an imaging machine like X-rays, but doesn't use X-rays, to be able to look inside a person's brain and other organs, when a surgeon can actually operate on an individual, and he or she may think that they've gotten it all, but we all know the cancer loves to hide in little crevices. And so the surgeon can stop at a certain point, allow the MRI machine to take a visual image of what's going on in the brain, have it interpreted very, very quickly by the radiologists.
You don't have to go in over and over again.
No, exactly. So then the surgeon, if the neuroradiologist says, you know, I think there's a little bit left here, here, and here, then the surgeon, right on the spot, can do his or her very best to try to remove all of the remaining tumor.
And I would think, too, that you would not be taking tissue that's good. And so not only will you save lives, you'll save quality of life, too.
The surgeons try very, very hard to do that all of the time. But the MRI machine makes it much clearer the difference between what's cancer and what is normal.
Now, one of the things that happens here at the Aflac Cancer Center, treatments of last resort. You guys see once-in-a-lifetime diseases every day here.
Yes.
And because the researchers and the doctors and the clinicians work hand-in-hand, you guys can go right in and say, okay, let's try this. Maybe this is a silver bullet, and you're engineering miracles like
this.
Yes,
absolutely. We're only one of 20 places around the country that receives federal funding for innovative treatment in kids, and we've done, we've taken more kids this past year in whom all else had failed and tried on these innovative therapies with some really great successes.
We are honored to again be able to tell your story here, Dr. Woods, and thank you. Please pass along our best wishes to everyone who works with you.
Thank you, and we're honored to have, be such wonderful partners with WSB, and I want to thank your listeners again for everything.
Very nice.
And Dr. Woods, you know, is on the mic with us several times during the Carathon each year, but the untold story, how many medical professionals, nurses, and all the other professionals that work in the cancer center? How many are there?
Yeah, there's about 500 people.
500.
Center.
500. And they're 500 people with very, very generous hearts that yeah. pour their heart and soul. All you guys. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Applaud for yourselves. Come on.
Nurses.
Wait, how many times have we been through this? They forget we're on radio and they got to make noise for themselves. But we got $60,000 in match money still sitting there unclaimed right now. We got 14 minutes to claim it. I need for you to call right now because we got double the money happening right now. You donate a dollar, it's matched with a dollar. 888-750-2772. 888-750-2772. Or you can donate at WSBRadio.com. Our time, 5:46.
Is it us?
It's us, Scott.
It is
you
us.
And me at 5:53.
What an honor to
see
do this
that
again
rhyme
with you.
Beautiful.
It does, Clark. You should have been a poet other than running the free world the way you do.
Yeah.
It's, thank you so much for being part of this. I mean, you've been on the air for 5 hours, and your heartfelt dedication to this just is inspiring. A whole radio station comes together on one thing once a year, and this is it.
Well,
it's
as we it. Talked about earlier, you're the daddy of the Carathon, and I'm one of your children.
Okay. Thanks, Clark. Make those phones ring, folks. I know we've got matching dollars still on the table. And look, if for some reason after 6 o'clock you haven't gotten through, our operators will stand by. Take your calls. We're going to burn through that match that the Aflac folks laid on the table. 888-750-2772. 888-750-2772. Online at WSBRadio.com. And our website, your opportunity to give, will be up all weekend. One of the most inspiring things about the Carathon every year, Clark, is the range of gifts. I mean, I've heard a $50,000 gift made by one person to this thing. And it wasn't for you to shave your head. We're still waiting on that.
Goodness.
One.
Oh.
I'm sure the network would put $100,000 up for you not to, right?
I don't know. You think HLN would pop up $100,000?
Well, I don't know. But I'm also hearing $1 and $2. In fact, we delivered the breakfast break today to a Department of Transportation shop that takes care of traffic lights around Atlanta. And the guys handed me a wad of $1 bills that they had collected among themselves. Some of those guys probably did not eat lunch today because of that. But they just said, we just want to be a part of this. And you know what? Those
I thought so you could pay for the things off the dollar menu when you took them breakfast.
Well, that's true. I know you got a lot of dollar bills. But these guys gave it up. They said, you know what? We just want to be a part of this because we want to know one day we had something to do with this. And I said, thank you. If this gift will be magnified. And folks, yours will too. Call 888-750-2772. Online at WSBRadio.com.
And Scott, you point out all different walks of life, all different situations. Yesterday, there was a 12-year-old boy from Jacksonville who was listening to Neil, he didn't know his last name, show. And
Neil loved that.
Loved hearing one of the kids who was on the air with Neil and had $100 he had saved and called up at 12 years old from Jacksonville and donated the money. I mean, this reaches people of all ages, all backgrounds, all income levels,
mm-hmm.
and whatever you can afford to give, give now at 888-750-2772. And Elise Glink, how are we doing right now?
Do we have Elise in the call center?
Do we have Elise? Hello, Elise.
Well, I'm sure they're getting her right now. Folks, just remember, this is our center. This is our center. It's in our backyard. No Georgia child is turned away. It is the envy of the nation. And this groundbreaking work has to continue. We owe it to our children. And maybe one day we'll all be able to say we got the cure rate close to 100%.
Well, we've already made enormous we, the listeners of this station, have already helped make enormous progress. And it's really the professionals the scientists, mm-hmm. the nurses, the doctors, all the staff that make a difference.
We've got to go to the call center and see if we can get a total from Elise Klink. Elise, you standing by?
Elise is lost in space.
I think they are. You know what? Here's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have a prepared ending to this show and then come back with a final total? Should we do that while we get Elise? Okay, let's do that.
Thank you for giving.
Thank you for giving. Thank you. You did it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for giving.
Thank you for giving.
Thank you.
You did it again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You did it again. Thank you.
Wanna trip inside your head, spend the day there, to hear the things you haven't said, see what you might see. I wanna hear you when you call. Do you feel anything at all? I wanna see you
late and who's on it?
The call center now. We've got to get Elise Klink.
Why don't we
here,
do it? Elise, where were you?
You got some news for us.
Come on, Elise.
We're adding numbers so fast, you can't even believe it. We're not even done yet, but the phones have been ringing. We're still here. 888-750-2772. Listen to this number.
Okay.
1,475,230. And we're still going.
That's
keep calling.
Fantastic.
That is repeat that. 1,475,230. All right, so let's keep the push on, Scott, because we are in shouting distance of 1.5. I love round numbers.
$1.5 million. If we could probably hit that in the next 3 minutes, if you'll make that call at 888-750-2772, 888-750-2772, online at WSBRadio.com. Clark, I had no idea how the Carathon would go this year with all the uncertainty out there, with the election looming and so much bad news. But once again, WSB listeners have stepped up to the line and shown us that they are the greatest in the world.
Isn't it amazing?
It's amazing.
And not past tense. Because all weekend long, you can donate at WSBRadio.com or call right now, 888-750-2772. Have a great, great weekend. But remember, make time for that call.
All right, more coverage of severe weather and traffic is coming up on News Talk WSB.
Thank you for giving.